And this is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Clark, C-A-L-A-R-K, C-L-A-R-K. That's her last name. First name is Peggy, B-E-G-G-Y. Her date of birth is September 15, 1937. Patient seen for Dr. Sears, S-E-A-R-S, M-D. New paragraph. Dear sir, Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 87-year-old white female does not smoke or drink. She comes for evaluation of anemia. Patient recently had blood transfusions. History of laziness. Patient does have diverticulosis and periodically she bleeds. The patient recently was hospitalized in September of 2024 at Harris Methodist Hospital. She received 3 units of Paxels. Subsequently, she continued to have intermittent bleeding from diverticulitis. That's why she's here. Past medical history, she says she has been fairly healthy other than diverticulosis. And she also has relapsing polychondritis for which she is on hydroxychloroquine. She has TMJ syndrome. She is on depo-estradiol every 4 weeks. She also takes Valium on PRN basis. Physical exam, she is 87-year-old, 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 157, blood pressure 164/83. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Her recent CBC showed her hemoglobin to be 8.9, creat was 29.1. Platelets were 475, serum ion was 21, and iron saturation was 5%. In July, her hemoglobin was 11.5, creat was 37.7. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia from GI bleed. Secondary to chronic blood loss because of diverticulosis. New paragraph recommendations. She is taking oral iron but is not helping, so we'll go ahead and give her intravenous iron, 1 gram IV over a couple hours in 250 of sodium chloride, and then also recheck hemoglobin and iron. Once available, we can make further recommendations. Thank you. This is a consultation on Peggy Clark. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.